弟兄姐妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
通常我想通常交给弟兄姐妹时间常常超过十一点，就是十一点十五啊。今天比较特别，今天十一点以前就已经请讲员上来了。
Normally, by the time the speaker comes up, we are past 11 o'clock. It's usually quarter after. But today, we start our sermon even before 11 o'clock.
所以也许我们可以讲得慢一点，也许让我们弟兄姐妹，我们都彼此在主的话里面能够一些得着。
And perhaps we can speak slower today, so that brothers and sisters, we may each be getting something from the Lord.
今天我想我跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目是认识主的几个阶段。
Today, the message that I want to share with you is the stages of knowing the Lord.
特别是从我们从不信主到信主这些阶段。
Especially the stages from when we do not believe in the Lord to the stage when we believe in the Lord.
认识主是一个是一个很大的题目。
Knowing the Lord is a very big topic.
事实上，也许需要好多个讲员，需要有好几天时间来分享这个题目。
And perhaps it requires many speakers to share for many days.
那但是我想今天就是借短短时间在主面前一点领受，我们有一点分享。
Today I want to use the little bit of time we have to share with you what I have received from the Lord.
我想我们开始之前，我们还是有点祷告。
Before we begin, let us pray.
其实我们感谢你，当我们来到你的同在里面的时候，我们愿意真的是将心中的感谢和赞美归给你。
Lord, we thank you that when we come before you, we are truly willing to give our thanksgiving and praises in our heart to you.
所以我们知道说天是你的座位，地是你的脚凳，全地都是你所造的。
Lord, we know that heaven is your seat and the earth is your footstool, and the whole world is created by you.
真的是人算什么，你就眷顾他；世人算什么，你就照顾他。
Lord, what is meant that you care for them?
主，真的是我们愿意今天来到面前的时候，主，我们实在说，当我们还没有认识主的时候，你实在是先认识的我们。
Lord, when we come before you, we say, Lord, before we know you, you have known us.
主，真的是求你那世人智慧启示你与我们众人同在。
Lord, may your spirit of wisdom and revelation be with us.
主，让我们能够更多的认识主。
So that we may know you more.
从我们的心里面真实的认识主。
So from our heart, we may truly know our Lord.
主，我们将底下时间交托仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we commit and give into your hand the following time.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我想我们开始的时候，我们请弟兄姐妹，我们读一点圣经。我们今天的圣经都是在约翰的一些书信上面，大部分。
Most of the scriptures we will read today are in the letters of John. Let us read a few passages.
我们第一节，我们请看第一处是在约翰福音第三章第十五节、十六节。
First is John chapter 3 verse 15 and 16.
这是主耶稣对那个尼哥尼姆所讲的话。
And these are the words of Jesus to Nicodemus.
我们一起念好不好？第十五节、十六节，我们请。
Let's read it together.
叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。然后我们再看第四章第十四节。
Let us turn to chapter 4, verse 14.
来，我们请。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直等到永生。然后我们看第六章第五十四节。
Let us turn to chapter 6, verse 54.
OK.吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。然后我们再看第十七章的第三节。
Let us turn to chapter 17, verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。好，那我们再请翻到后面，是在约翰一书，也是约翰所写的一封书信，约翰一书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 1.
第二 约翰一书第二章二十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 25。
主所应许我们的就是永生。
He himself made to us eternal.
好，我们最后我们再请大家念一节，是在第约翰一书第五章第十三节。
First John chapter 5 verse 13。
这是那个上次我想那个伯弟兄来我们当中所的一个讯息的一个主题啊，我将这些话写给你们侍奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。好，我想那个我们今天讲到说认识神哦，那其实我想认识神有一个很重要的一个基础在一个地方。
Today when we talk about knowing the Lord, I believe there is a very, very important foundation.
就是我们刚才念的这些经节里面，我如果大家注意的话，它一直重复出现了一个词。
The passages that we've just read, if you pay attention, you will see a repeated word.
就是什么呢？弟兄姐妹，就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
就是永远的生命。
That is eternal life.
这永远的生命呢，是主耶稣从开始到末了就一直要应许给我们的。
This eternal life is something that the Lord from the beginning to the end has promised to us.
这个永生哈，我想我们从小到大，我们在人的心里面都一直知道说有一个永远的概念。
From when we're little, we have this concept in our heart of eternity.
我想主耶稣讲的永生呢，不仅仅是那个永远的概念。
I believe the eternal life that our Lord Jesus speaks about, it is not just the concept of eternity.
这个永远概念其实在圣经里面也有讲到。
This concept of eternity is also mentioned in the scripture.
我想大家不用翻了，我来念就好，就是在传道书的第三章。
In the Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
神造万物，各造其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而，神从始到终的作为，人不能参透。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that men will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
所以从圣经里面我们看到，其实神创造人的时候就已经将一个永远的这个概念放在人的心里面。
So we see that in creation, God has already placed the concept of eternity in our heart.
但是这永远的生命跟这个永生还是有一个永远的生命跟这我们刚才传道书那个 eternity 还是有很大的差别。
There is a great difference between the eternity that we just read and eternal life.
因为这个永远的生命里面包含一个很重要，是讲到这个生命，讲到神的生命。
Because in the eternal life, there's a very important part, which is the life of the Lord.
就是主耶稣基督的生命。
And that is the life of Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主的生命在我们里面，我们才能够认识他。
When the Lord's, only when the Lord's life is in us, can we know him.
当我们如果还没认识主的时候，我们有很多很奇怪的一些的思想，一些奇怪的一些概念。
Before we know the Lord, we have many strange thoughts and concepts.
都是从我们自己的脑袋里面想出来的。
It all comes from our own mind.
那我想我们今天，我借了因为今天我想时间的缘故，我想借了一张圣经来跟大家分享，就是认识神。
Today, because of time, I want to use one chapter to share with you knowing the Lord.
就是讲到知道约翰福音第四章。当那个撒玛利亚的妇人跟主耶稣对话的一些情形，我们讲到说认识神的一些情形。
And that is in John chapter 4 when the Samaritan woman conversed with Jesus and some of their conversation.
如果大家注意到约翰福音从开始的时候，我们讲到说约翰福音一开始约翰讲到说我们的主是是万有之有之前的那一位。
At the beginning of John,John mentioned that our Lord is the one who existed before the beginning.
就是讲到太初有道，道与同在的那一位。
And he is the one who in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
然后到了约翰福音第二章的时候，就讲到了一个神迹。
And then in Gospel Book of John chapter 2, it talks about a miracle.
然后我们礼拜晚上刚好耀宗弟兄就问我就是迦拿的婚宴那个神迹。
And on Friday night during Bible study, Brother Run asked me a question about the miracle at Cana.
不过那时候没有听清楚啊。
But at that time, I did not hear correctly.
所以我们弟兄好像有点那个眼色好像没有我们开玩笑，他还好了。I
was joking because I didn't understand him. Our brother was a little upset.
那第二章里面，约翰福音第二章里面讲到一个神迹，讲到一个约拿婚宴里面一个神迹。
In chapter 2, it talked about a miracle, the miracle at Cana.
那个神迹是什么样子呢?
What was that miracle?
就是在一个, 婚宴的里面。
And it was at a wedding.
婚宴到了一半的时候呢, 结果酒用尽了。
And halfway through the wedding, the wine ran out.
在, 第二章的第三节, 哈, 就是约翰福音第二章第三节, 就是, 酒用尽了, 约书的母亲对他说, 我们没有酒了。
And in chapter 2, verse 3, it says, when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
这个酒用尽呢,其实就是我们如果注意看那个福音,特别是约翰福音的话,其实这个代表我们人,受了人在没有神的光景之下的一个光景。
If we carefully read the Gospel Book of John, then we will see that when it said the wine ran out, it describes a state when we do not have the Lord.
当我们人在一个很欢的时候，当我们好像到一个人生最高峰的时候，我们会常常发觉到，我们里面还是常常有那样的虚空。
When we are very joyful, when we feel like we're on the top of the world in our life, then we will realize that we're still empty inside.
还是有那种的不满足在我们里面。
There's still that dissatisfaction in us.
当主耶稣就在迦拿婚宴呢，就行了第一个神迹。
So at the wedding in Cana, Lord Jesus performed the first miracle.
那个神迹就是水变成酒。
And that miracle is he turned water into wine.
那你知道那个时候，那时候管婚宴的人他问他说：“哎，大家都是先把这个好酒摆出来，摆在这个婚宴里面，你怎么会把这个好酒摆在后面呢？应该先把上好的摆出来在婚宴里面，怎么会把上好的摆在后面呢？”
And the servants at the wedding said to him, asked him, people normally would put the best wine out first. Why is it that you're bringing out the best wine later in the wedding?
因为管宴席人不知道这个后面发生的事情，主耶稣把六个石缸的水变成了酒。
And because the servants at the wedding did not know what Jesus did in the back, that he turned six water pots of water into wine.
如果大家注意到，其实当时在讲这个迦拿婚宴的时候，他那个六个石缸里面的水是 就是不是满的，是大概是有一点呢，是不是很满？是他叫了仆人把水放进石缸里面，六个石缸的水才满起来的。We
if you read this verse, then you'll see that the six stone water pots were not full initially. It was when he asked the servant to fill up the water pots with water, then the water pots were full.
这就是主要在我们每一个人身上所要带领的。
And that is the guidance of the Lord on every one of us.
当我们在世上一直在追求我们世上的所要寻找的，一直到最后，你会发觉到我们的石缸事实上是不满的，没有办法满足。
And when we continue to pursue the things that we want in this world, then we will find in the end that our water pots are not full.
一直要等到主将他的上好的酒放在我们心里面，我们的心才会得到满足。
Only when the Lord will put the best wine in us, pour it in us, will we be satisfied.
所以当主耶稣行完这第一个神迹之后呢，跟在第二个神迹之间呢，他讲了有个两，又讲到了两个人。
And between the first miracle and the second miracle, the Lord mentioned two people.
第一个人就是在第三章，大家大部分我想也都很熟悉，就是跟尼哥底母的对话。
And the first person is Nicodemus, and the Lord's conversation with Nicodemus.
第四，然后再过再下那个人，他所遇见的就是今天我们就要花一点多点时间在他身上，就是撒玛利亚的妇人。And
the second person we will spend a little bit more time on is the Samaritan woman.
所以呢，所以说主耶稣其实在第一个神迹，在我自己领受里面，事实上他第一个神迹所代表就是代表所有的人在神面前的一个光景。
And my understanding is that the first miracle represents everyone's state before the Lord.
我们在没有神之前的时候，无论我们在人的追求如何如何的高，如何的远。 但是在我们里面，我们知道我们还是缺少了什么。
In us, before we know the Lord, no matter how far we pursue, we still lack something inside.
就好像我们很多人是来到美国来念书。
Just as many of us come to the U.S. to study.
那我们来的时候满怀这个理想来。
And when we come, we are full of dreams.
那我们当我们来了几天之后，你就觉得好像美国。也不过如此。
And then after a few days of being in the U.S., you find that the U.S. is only so-so.
然后等到你花了好多年拿到你的硕士、拿到博士之后，你又觉得好像硕士跟博士也不过如此。
And after so many years of pursuing the master degree or the PhD degree, and after you've begotten it, you find that the degrees are also not as satisfying.
所以主在这边就一开始就点名说，人是有个尽头。
So at the beginning, the Lord points out that there is an end to man.
需要主的生命来到我们里面。
And we need the Lord's life in us.
好，那我想在第三章跟约翰福音第三章跟第四章有讲到两个人。
In chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the Gospel book of John, they mention two people.
他有讲到其他事情，不过最主要第三章跟第四章有讲到这两个，一个是尼哥底母，一个是撒玛利亚妇人。
And the chapter 3 and chapter 4 talked about other things as well, but the most important two people is chapter 3 talks about Nicodemus and chapter 4 talks about the Samaritan woman.
尼哥底母在，如果说弟兄姐妹如果看的话，你知道在第三章一开头，他讲到说尼哥底母是犹太人的一个官，然后他是一个法利赛人。
At the beginning of chapter 3, it talked about Nicodemus as the ruler of the Jews and also a Pharisee.
而且主耶稣在第三章第十节讲后，他说你是一个以色列人的官，以色列人的先生，以色列人的先生，一个老师。
And then in verse 10, the Lord said, "You are a teacher of Israel."
他在人的面前，其实他社会的地位上，他已经蛮高了。
In this world, he has a high social status among men.
他是一个官。
He was a ruler.
他又在宗教，在他所谓当时的宗教世界里面，他也是很高的地位。
And in the religious world back then, he also had a high stature.
他自己是一个先生，他自己是一个老师。
He is a teacher of Israel.
他也是一个法利赛人。
He is also a Pharisee.
换句话讲呢，他是在神的面前特别想要遵守神的律法来行的一个人。
In another word, he is someone before the Lord who very much wants to follow the law of the Lord.
所以他在社会上，在宗教上面，在个人的道德上面，都是有一定的水准的一个人。
He is someone who has a high standard in the social world, in the religious world, and also by his own personal standard.
可是他在他里面有一个不满足。
But in him there is a dissatisfaction.
他还是要来见耶稣。
He still wanted to come to see Jesus.
他在第三章第二节讲了一句话，他说：“因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同行，若没有神同在，就无人同行，无人能行。”
In chapter 3 verse 2, he said, "For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him."
当他跟主在对话的时候，其实他是以个人的一种以人的思想 来想要跟主耶稣学点东西。
When he was conversing with Lord Jesus, he was still going from a point of a viewpoint of man to want to learn something from Jesus.
耶稣很直接跟他讲，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
The Lord Jesus very directly said to him, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
所以很明显讲，主说你没有我的生命，你不能够，你跟我的层次是不一样的。
So he clearly said to him that without my life, you and I are at a different level.
好，所以说主要把他从他这种好像在世人看蛮好的一个光景，还是要带到神的面前来，那种另外一个层次来。
So the Lord wants to bring him from a state where he was doing well before men to bring him before God.
那所以说在他这种人的身上需要主。
So on a person like him, there's a need for God.
那我们到第四章来看撒玛利亚的妇人呢。
When we come to chapter 4 and we look at the Samaritan woman.
那如果大家看看的话，有没有什么？他们有没有什么很大的不同啊？
When you look at these two people, are there great differences between them?
我个人觉得哈，其实主耶稣，我在主面前在读出这几章，我感觉主在第二章讲到了，约拿那个婚宴由水变酒那个神迹之后，用这两个人代表了所有世上的人。
And I find that after the Lord talked about the miracle at Cana, the Lord used these two people to describe all people.
因为二章四章是在就在约翰福音里面才讲到了，所讲到的事情只有在约翰福音才讲。
Because these things are only mentioned in the Gospel Book of John.
我们如果看第四章讲到撒玛利亚这个妇人的时候
，When we look at chapter 4 and when it talks about the Samaritan woman，
如果我们比较一下她跟尼哥底母的话
，If we compare her to Nicodemus，
他们有很多很多的不同啊。
They have many, many differences.
在他们生活上来讲
，In their lives，
那我们知道，如果我们等一下看的话，我们知道撒玛利亚他是为了一个好像生活上一直有很多事情要做的一个妇人，他必须要常常来打水。
We see the Samaritan woman. She is a person who has many things to do in life. She has to come to get water.
在道德上来讲，她跟尼哥底母也是不一样的人。
Morally, she's also different from Nicodemus.
在尼哥底母是一个愿意按照神律法来行事的一个人。
Nicodemus is someone who is willing to follow the law of the Lord.
那我们知道撒玛利亚的妇人，她在神面前，主自己讲明，她说你有好几个丈夫。
And we know the Samaritan woman, Jesus said to her that you have many husbands.
她跟尼哥底母好像是一个很强的一个对比。
She is a sharp contrast with Nicodemus.
在宗教上来讲，在宗教世界讲，那尼哥底母是以色列一个老师。
Religiously, Nicodemus is a teacher of Israel.
那撒玛利亚这个妇人好像是她有一点宗教的一些思想在，她特别提到敬拜的问题。
The Samaritan woman, she knows something about religion because she mentioned worship.
可是她自己好像跟那个又没有很大的关系。
But she doesn't have this great relationship.
那在社会上来讲，她自己跟尼哥底母有很大的不同。
And socially, she is also very different from Nicodemus.
那我们知道她是一个妇女。
We know that she is a woman.
那在当时，在耶稣那个时代，妇女的地位是跟男人是差了很多的。
In the time of Jesus, the position of a woman is very different from a man.
而且他们是一个两个，在当时来看，我们看起来好像是很相近，可是当时我们等一下会看一段圣经，是相差蛮远的两个不同的地区的人。
And we will read a scripture later, but they are also from two very different regions.
所以我想从这边两个对比来看，好像他们有很大的不同，可是呢，主都对他们显现。
So we see that the two of them are very different, but the Lord appeared to them both.
不管我们好像我们，我觉得我们南美国的很多的朋友们啊，或是弟兄姐妹们。我觉得我们所经历的所学的所遭遇的好像都是这两个一面的一些的合起来的的一些的所代表的一些人。
I think that for brothers and sisters, many what we experience is a combination of these two.
特别是在撒玛利亚妇人这个身上呢，我觉得跟我们刚开始认识主有一个很大的相同点。
And especially the Samaritan woman, there is a great similarity between her and when we first believe in the Lord.
那我想我们开始我刚开始介绍一下，我想我们开始我们看一下约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at Gospel Book of John chapter 4.
第四章我们请读第三节到，先读第三节到第四节。
Let us first read verse 3 through 10.
那我想我们先请我们请我们当中弟兄姐妹我们一起念好了。
Let us read it together.
那我们请他就离了犹大又
Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being weary from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
There
came a woman of Samaria to draw water.
He said to her,
"Give me a drink, for his disciples have gone away into the city to buy food."
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说, 你既是犹太人, 怎么向我一个撒玛妇人要水喝呢? 原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。 耶稣回答说, 你若知道神的恩赐, 和对他说给我水喝的是谁, 你必须和他, 他也必找给你活水。 我刚才讲过说, 其实耶稣在 来到撒玛利亚, 我想他不是偶然的。
And I just mentioned that Jesus coming to Samaria was not an accident.
那他来到第五节, 他讲到说, 来到撒玛利亚的一座城。
In verse 5, it said that he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar.
雅名叫叙加,
called Sychar.
然后靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟那块地。
Near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
那, 我想为我们当中有些不大清楚的话, 我想撒玛利亚就是当时, 耶路撒冷那块叫犹大地, 它北边的那块地叫撒玛利亚。
So for those of us who are not very familiar, then in Judea, in Jerusalem, the city to the north of Jerusalem is Samaria.
那撒玛利亚它到底是怎么来的呢?
So how did Samaria come about?
那撒玛利亚事实上当时我们知道说当大卫以色列的大卫王之后，然后在所罗门王之后呢，然后他们的国家就分成两块。
We know that after King David and after King Solomon, their country split into two parts.
北国和南国。
The northern country and the southern country.
北国有十个支派。
And in the northern kingdom, there are 10 tribes.
南国有两个支派。
And the southern kingdom had 2 tribes.
南国是犹大跟便雅悯支派, 那北国有另外十个支派。
And the southern kingdom had Judah and Benjamin, those 2 tribes.
那我们知道北国他们的王都一直是恶的王，圣经讲都是恶恶恶。
And we know that in the northern kingdom, the scripture said that their kings were all evil ones.
他们拜偶像。
They all worshipped idols.
就算有很多先知到他们当中讲，他们是一样拜偶像。
And even when many prophets just spoke with them, they still continue to worship idols.
因此呢，到了西元前大概700多年时候呢，亚述帝国就把北国给吃掉了。
So in the about 700 BC, the northern kingdom was taken over.
那他们吃掉之后，当时亚述王吃掉以后，他就把当时那时候的北国十个支派呢，就把他们当时他们的那个王的政策就是把十个支派的人把他移到亚述帝国去。
And the policy at the time after they were taken over was that the king took these the people from the 10 tribes and moved them to Sychar. Moved them to the region of where Iraq is today.
就是现在的亚述的地方，就现在伊拉克的地方。
And that is the
伊拉克的北部。
That is the northern part of Iraq today.
然后他把伊拉克那边的，就是现在伊拉克那边的人，把他移到了撒玛利亚。
And then he moved the people from Iraq then to Samaria.
Yeah, 我想我们看一段圣经会比较清楚。我们看一下，《列王记下》。
Let us turn to Second King.
列王记下第十七章。
Second Kings chapter 17.
第六节
Verse 6
然后我念就好了，然后大家请看一下圣经，这是第六节，何西亚第九年，亚述王攻取了撒玛利亚，将以色列人挪到亚述，把他们安置在哈拉与歌善的哈伯河边，并马代人的城邑。
2 Kings chapter 17 verse 6 In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria, captured Samaria and carried Israel away into exile to Assyria and settled them in Hala and Habor on the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes.
然后第24节,
and then verse 24
亚述王从巴比伦古他, 亚瓦哈马和西法瓦因迁移人来安置在撒玛利亚的城邑，代替以色列人，他们就得了撒玛利亚，住在其中。
2 Kings chapter 17 verse 24, the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutha and from Ava to the Hamath and Sepharvim and settled them in the cities of Samaria in place of the sons of Israel. So they possessed Samaria and lived in their cities. Let us read another verse, verse 41.
有这一章最后节，如此这些民又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉他们的偶像，他们子子孙孙也都这样行，效法他们的祖宗，直到今日。
The last verse of this chapter. So while these nations feared the Lord, they also served their idols, and their children likewise, and their grandchildren, so that as their fathers did, so they do to this day.
所以我们从这几章，从这几节圣经知道，当时的王是把撒玛利亚人移到了现在伊拉克，然后他们又从伊拉克那边的人把他移到了撒玛利亚。
So we know from the scripture that the king moved the people from Samaria to where Iraq is today, and moved those people who are in the region that is today's Iraq to Samaria.
所以撒玛利亚的那时候人就是混杂。
So the Samaritan people at that time was mixed.
而且他们对神的敬拜也是混杂。
And their worship for the Lord is also mixed.
他们又敬拜耶和华，然后呢又敬拜他们自己的偶像。
They worship God, but then they also worship their idol.
所以我们知道说，当撒玛利亚的妇人对主耶稣讲话的时候，你就知道他们有很大的一个，好像有很大的分隔在。
So you know when the Samaritan woman spoke to Jesus, there is a great distance between them.
我相信主耶稣来到这个地方啊，是有他特别的意思在。
I believe that Lord Jesus had come to this place for his special will.
因为撒玛利亚本身这个名字的意思是好像一个看望的意思。
The word Samaria means watch.
但是在这个希望能够看望地区，他来一个地方叫叙加。
So in this place to watch, he came to this parcel of land called Sichar.
这叙加意思叫整个人喝醉的意思。
Sichar means drunk.
那我们知道这是一个雅各的井。
We know that this is the well of Jacob.
好，雅各你知道是就是抓的意思吗？
And we know that Jacob means to grab.
所以好像他来到一个地方，原本是应该是一个看望，然后警戒一个地方。反正这边全地人都喝醉了，全地人都只在那边抓，互相的抓。
So he came to this land that is supposed to be a place to watch, but it is as if everyone in this place, they are drunk and they keep on grabbing.
那我们当然我们来看在撒玛利亚妇人对主耶稣的这个话哈，我们对话，我们先看一下在第六节。
Let us first look at verse 6.
那耶稣走入贫乏，就坐在井旁，那时候约有五阵。
So Jesus, being weary from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
那英文写在 sixth hour， sixth hour 在中文就是我们知道就是在日正当中的时候。
In the English version, it says the sixth hour. The Chinese version, we know that it's noon.
那我想问大家，他为什么日正当中来打水？
So why is she coming to get water in noon of the day?
有蚊子。
Why？
为什么在天气最热的时候，他去到井旁打水
？Why is she getting water from the well during the hottest hour of the day？
就是。Why？ 因为他不想让人家看见他。
Because she does not want others to see her。
因为他里面有很多的事情，他不想让人家知道。
Because there are many things in her heart that she does not want others to know.
她有很多的苦楚，她不让人家遇到她跟她谈话。
She has so much bitterness in her that she doesn't want to encounter other people to speak to them.
她只想遇到一个没有人的时候，她去打水。
She only wants to go there to get water during an hour when no one's there.
我不知道大家有没有这种情形，当你有一种心里面很低沉的时候，你什么人也不想讲，你只想一个人做你自己要做的事情。
I don't know if you have ever encountered such an experience where you are so down in your heart that you don't want to see anyone, you just want to do what you need to do.
那最后主耶稣就来遇见他。
And then at that time, Lord Jesus came to see her.
其实撒玛利亚的妇人，她并没有跟第三章还有另外一个跟第三章的尼哥底母一个很大的不同啊。
There is a great difference between the Samaritan woman and Nicodemus, which is that Nicodemus came to seek Jesus.
撒玛利亚夫人根本没有想到来找神的。And
the Samaritan woman did not think of seeking Jesus.
她没有想到，她只来想要打水的。She
did not want to seek Jesus. She only wanted to come to get water.
我不知道是不是像我们一样，我们来美国并没有想要找主耶稣的。I
don't know if it's like us. We came to the U.S. not really seeking Lord Jesus.
至少像我一样，我当时还没有要找主耶稣的。I
did not come to the U.S. to seek Lord Jesus.
我那时候来美国是要读书拿学位的。
I came to the U.S. to study and to get my degree.
然后赶快回去赚钱的。
And to go back home to earn money.
然后这个时候主耶稣就来了。
And then at that time, Lord Jesus came.
然后第七节。
And verse 7.
他有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水，耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”
There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink."
那，哦，第九节。
Verse 9.
撒玛利亚妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人没有往来。”
Verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans."
第十节,
Verse 10,
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you
living water."
So we see at the beginning, the Samaritan woman was hostile toward Jesus.
我们如果不是生在基督徒家庭的话，大部分我们一开始对主的态度是拒绝的。I
think it's similar to us that unless we're born into a Christian family, that to Jesus we are initially hostile.
我们觉得主跟我们是没有什么关系的。We
think that Lord Jesus doesn't have much of a relationship with us.
主耶稣他是一个外国人，我们有自己的神，为什么要找一个外国的神呢？
We say that Lord Jesus Christ is a foreigner. We have our own God. Why do we have to seek Jesus?
我记得我在大学的时候，我读的一个大学是一个基督教的大学。I
remember when I came here for college that I went to a Christian school.
因为当时1949年之后，大陆很多基督教大学被关闭了，那很多的校友就在台湾建了一个大学。
Because after 1949, there are many Christian schools that were closed in mainland China, and the people from those universities opened up schools in Taiwan.
虽然我在那个大学念书，可是我觉得，他们所讲的基督跟我没有任何的关系。
That even though I was studying in that school, I felt that the Jesus that they talked about had nothing to do with me.
我记得每一个学期的第一天都要大家聚集在一起，就是学生跟老师都聚在一起的。I
remember the first day of every semester, we all have to gather together, students and teachers.
那上面的有一个校牧，就是里面的牧师，校园牧师，校牧在祷告，在讲道。
And that day, the priest from the pastor from the school would be preaching.
那我们大部分的情形就是，至少我的情形就是他讲他的，我讲我的，我跟我旁边的讲。And
for most of us, what we did was he would say what he was saying, and then I would talk with people around me.
那我觉得耶稣跟我没有什么关系。
And I thought that Jesus had nothing to do with me.
我觉得大部分也是这样，我想很多人都一开始对主也是这样的认识。And
I feel that many people feel that way.
我觉得主在这边让我们看见，当我们不愿意认识他的时候，当我们还抵挡他的时候，主愿意来到我们当中，来让我们认识他。So
here, the Lord Jesus shows us that when we are still hostile to him, he comes to us.
主愿意借着一些事情呢，让我们能够 真正思想到说，我们这个人是需要主的。
through some things, the Lord Jesus would help us to think that we need Him.
主愿意道成肉身来到这世上来寻找我们。
He is willing to become flesh to come to seek us in this world.
其实当人犯罪之后呢，当人犯罪之后，人是常常躲避神的。
Actually, after men had sinned, men often shun away from God.
要我再问大家一个问题哦，就是当亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢？那神来找他们啊，神讲的第一句话是什么？
Let me ask you, after Adam and Eve had sinned, after and when God was seeking them, what was the first thing he said?
How about Jeremy? Yeah, 他说你们在哪里？
He said, "Where are you?"
他说你们在哪里？
He said, "Where are you?"
当我们人犯罪之后，主愿意来找我们。
After we have sinned, the Lord is willing to come to seek us.
他说你在哪里？我要找到你。
I want to find you.
呀，我就想到说，我们的神实在是爱我们的一个神。
And I think our Lord is truly a Lord who loves us.
在我想时间不多，我想我就直接。今年就是想，我就直接提到一篇诗篇，是139篇。
And I want to mention a psalm, Psalm 139.
上面讲到说，耶和华，第一节，耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
Psalm 139, verse 1 and 2. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know where I sit down and where I rise up.
我们神是一个至高至大的神啊。
Our God is a great and mighty Lord.
我们坐下起来，他都知道。
Where we sit and where we rise, He knows.
他是这么样大的神，但是他这么 care 我们那么小一个人。
He is such a great God, and He cares about us such little people.
那我想，我还记得我前几天到那个有一个叫做父子营的Father and Son Camp。
A few days ago, I went to a father and son camp.
那在那里面啊，我记得有一个分享弟兄，他特别讲到说，我们神是一个很大很大的神啊。
And I remember a brother there, said that our God is a great, great God.
就整个宇宙他创造的。
The whole universe he created.
哦，他那天讲到很多那个就是太大的数字，我没办法记得。
That day he talked about many very large numbers that I cannot remember.
那我这几天我就去看一下 internet 去找一下这个资料，很简单的资料。
And then recently I browsed the internet for some very simple information.
他讲到说，我们讲到我们这个银河系。
I talked to us about our Milky Way.
他说这里面的星球呢，就已经有最保守的估计有100 billion.
There are 100 billion stars.
有一千亿个 star， 就是我们一个太阳系只是其中一个会发光的星嘛，一个发光的星。
That the solar system is just one small system that has light.
那你看它光一个就是一个就是银河系，就已经有100 billion 这么多的星星。
In the Milky Way, there are already 100 billion stars.
那这只是一个银河系啊。
And that is only just a Milky Way.
那他讲到说，我们整个宇宙有多少这样的，就如果只算一个银河系，要多少个这样的银河系呢
？And how many systems are there?
他说有另外100 billion。有这么大这么多的银河系。
And he said there are 100 billion similar systems in the universe.
所以我们神是这么大的一个神。
Our God is such a great God.
但是他却那么看顾，愿意知道我们那么小的一个人。
But he cares about us such a little people.
当你坐飞机的时候，你飞机升上空，你看底下人都看不见了。
When you're in an airplane and when the airplane is lifted up, the people on the ground are so small that you cannot see them.
就算姚明在地上，你也看不见他。
Even if it is Yao Ming on the ground, you cannot see him.
但是神是却这么看顾我们，愿意能够知道我们每个人。
But our God is so caring that He cares about us little people.
当我们不认识神的时候，我们常常用我们自己头脑来想要说，我们的神是什么样的一个神。
When we do not know our God, we often use our little mind to think what kind of God is He.
我记得我还刚信主啊，大概一年左右，一几个月而已。
A few months after I believed in the Lord.
我有个同学比我早大概半年信主，早一年信主。
I have a fellow student, a classmate, who believed in the Lord half a year earlier than me.
我们对圣经也不是那么熟啊。
And we did not know the scripture well.
那我们就有一个问题，我们就彼此讨论。彼此分享。
And we had a question that we had fellowship on.
他问我说，他说，杨宗海就是阿全，他说我们这么全地上有这么多基督徒啊。
And he said, Roger, there are so many Christians in this world.
如果每天就祷告的话。
If every day we pray.
如果每天祷告就是就算三样事情。
And if every day we pray about three things.
那你看全地有这么多基督徒，有上几百万的基督徒。
And in this world, there are hundreds of millions of Christians.
那乘上三，就算乘上最基本乘上三啊，你可能有上千万。
And if you just multiply by that by three, then there are thousands of millions of prayers.
主都听得见吗？
Can the Lord hear all of them?
主都每一个都成就吗？
And will the Lord fulfill each one of them?
那大家觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
我当时回答是，我也不知道。
My response at the time was, I don't know.
因为我们那时候不认识主，我对主的认识没有那么多。
Because at that time I did not know the Lord.
但是我们如果真正认识主的话，你知道，主每一个祷告都听了。
But if we truly know the Lord, then you will know that every prayer He listens to.
主看顾我们每一个人。
He watches over every single one of us.
好，那其实我们刚才讲到说，主这么大的一个全地，整个宇宙都在他的掌管之下。
We mentioned before that the whole universe is under His governance.
但是主特别对我们人特别有兴趣。
But God is especially interested in us men.
Yeah, 我想我们时间不多，我们往下看好了。
Let us continue.
我们看一下第十节到第十二节。
Let us read verse 10 through 12.
这边是主耶稣回答，主耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。”
Lord Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
妇人说，先生没有打水器具，井又深，你从哪里给得活水呢？
She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?"
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
And you are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?
哦，他这时候回答已经有点比较好一点。他说：“先生。”
And at this time, her response was a little bit better. She called him sir.
他这边先生，我想他不是指的老师，他是指就是我们尊称 Mr. 的意思。
And here, I think she's not calling him a teacher. She's giving him a respectful solutions, just Mr.
但我想在这边的话，就是遇到我们讲到说认识神第二个阶段。我们原本是拒绝神，不想要神的时候；第二个时候是觉得，哎，我们愿意跟他有些对话的时候。但是我们常常是以外面的认识来认识我们的神。
And this second stage.I think is similar to our second stage, where the first we are hostile to him, and then in the second stage we feel like we should respect him.
因为从他回答你可以看到，他说他问的其实撒玛利亚妇人，他讲了两，他问了主两个问题啊。他说
，She asked the Lord two questions.
他说你没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
She asked him, "You have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Then where do you get that living water?"
他说我至少有打水器具，你连打水器具都没有，你哪里打水啊？
She said, "At least I have something to draw water with, and you don't even have that."
而且他讲到说，这是我们祖宗遗传下来的，这是我们传统有的东西。他是第十二节讲，他说我们祖宗雅各将这井留给我们。
And she said, "This is something that's been passed down to us from our father. This is our tradition."
他意思说，你难道比我们雅各还大吗？
Her meaning is that, "Are you greater than Jacob?"
哦，这边其实我刚刚看见说，其实我们常常是以一个外面来认识主。
We see that we often know the Lord from outside.
从外面认识主啊，让我们自己这个人不能够完全的知道我们的主。
We know the Lord from outside so that we may not know Him completely.
就好像 法利赛人在圣经面主所常常责备的一样。
Just as the Lord often rebuked the Pharisees in the scripture.
他们在外面有宗教的外表，可是里面呢却远离神。
That from outside they have this religious appearance.
那他们在里面，当主耶稣站到他面前的时候，他们有办法知道他是弥赛亚。
But when the Lord is before them, they do not know that he's Messiah.
当神的儿子站到他面前的时候，他们不认识他。好，那当他们来到神面前的时候，就是法利赛人没有办法认识我们的主。
So as they came before the Lord, the Pharisees could not know our Lord.
因为他们从外面想要认识我们的主。
Because they would like to know our Lord from outward.
就好像保罗他在认识主之前，他也是一个法利赛人。
Just like before Paul knew our Lord, he was also a Pharisee.
他也想要追从他祖宗的遗传。
He also would like to follow the tradition of his father.
但他里面，但是他没有办法认识我们的主。
But inside, he could not know our Lord.
直到他在大马色的路上，神的大光跟他显现之后，他才开始认识主。
Until he was shined by the great light of God, that on the way to Damascus, then he started to know our Lord.
他才真实从灵里面来认识他。
And truly, he knew the Lord from the in his spirit.
当保罗在主的大光对他显现的时候，我们知道他讲了，保罗讲了两句话。
We know that when God's great light shine upon him, that our Lord say two words to
Paul.
Paul say two words to our Lord.
保罗讲了两句话，这两句话其实是我们基督徒应该在我们生命之中常常思想的。
Paul said two words to our Lord, which is what we Christians shall often think about.
大家不知道大家记不记得这两句话？
I don't know if you remember those two words.
How about Philip? Because I'm closer. Yeah, 他第一句话就说，主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
第二句话。Yeah, 第二句话就说，我能够做什么？
Then the second is that, Lord, what shall I do?
我想这是我们基督徒认识主里面一个很重要的。当主的光照到我们以后，我们要问主，主啊，你到底是谁？
I think those are very important for us Christians. When God's light shines upon us, we shall ask Him, Lord, who are you?
我们以前认识神的时候，我们都从外面来看他。
Previously, when we knew our God, we look at Him from outward.
当主的灵、当主的生命、主的永远生命进到我们的时候，我们要问主说：主啊，你到底是谁？
When Lord's Spirit, when His eternal life enters into us, we shall ask Him, Lord, who are you?
我们要用一生来认识他。
We have to use our entire life to know Him.
我们必须要知道说主要在我们身上有何等的旨意在。
We have to know that what kind of will that God has in us.
那我想这就是从外面来看啊，就是有很多的会造成很多的那个，我们如果从外面来认识主，就是一个就造成有很多的一些的不对的情形在。
If we only know our Lord from outside, then there will be a lot of incorrect situations happening.
如果我们只研究主耶稣他在当时所走的路，或是他的一些道理的话，对我们的帮助不是那么的大。
If we only study the path our Lord has walked, or the knowledge, which should not help us much.
我觉得最重要就是主永远的生命在我们面，才能光照我们。
I think only the Lord's eternal life in us that shall enlighten us.
我记得我们前几天那个，我们当中有不少弟兄姐妹，我们去那个就是，西镇弟兄那个，教会之旅来。
Yeah, 纽约教会。
纽约教会之旅。
I remember that, recently several brothers sisters went with Brother Christian Chen for the New York Church History Tour.
大概有三四十位这边的，包括孩子有过去。
Including children, about 30 or 40 of us went.
我记得我举个例子，就记得我们到了那个Flushing 的纽约 Flushing 的那个有一个贵格会的那个聚会地方。
For example, that we went to the Quakers meeting in Flushing, New York.
我们通常想到 Flushing 都想到吃，但是那一天弟兄带我们去看的是 当年的历史。
Whenever we think about fleshing, we think about good food, but our brother showed us the history back then.
那我们就参观一个教堂，那原来是就是三四百，大概三百年左右吧的一个贵格会的一个很早的一个教堂。
Then we visited a very early Quaker meeting place, which was about 300 or 400 years ago.
那我们知道，其实贵格会当时来到美国的时候，他们是在主面前很敬拜主，很在里面很追求主的一些弟兄和姐妹。
We know that back then when the Quakers came to the U.S., those were the brothers who truly have desire to worship Lord.
但是经过这几百年来，一直到了今天。
But after those several hundreds of years until now.
特别是我们去看的那个教堂，你会发觉到里面已经变了一个很大很大的一个变质了。
Especially when the meeting hall we visit, you realize that everything already has changed a lot.
因为我们知道，我们来到神面前，我们来到这里敬拜的中心是我们的主耶稣基督。
We know that our focal point of worship is our Lord Jesus.
但是如果我们不注重主的话，我们的心不在主身上的话，我们只注重他外面的东西，我们就慢慢从主之外就会离开他了。
But if our hearts are not focused on our Lord, but we only focus on things outside, then our hearts would depart from Him.
他们那边聚会的一些，我不敢说弟兄姐妹，他们在那边聚会的一些人，就是，已经算是一种他们所谓的自由派。
Those people who actually, I don't even dare to say they are brothers or sisters, but those people who meet there, they are liberal.
因为他们认为说只要他们认为只要神是讲爱的，然后都可以聚集在一起。
Because they say that since God says that He is love, therefore everyone is able to gather together.
他不管什么样的神。
Regardless of what kind of God he is.
所以说你会看到在墙上他所容纳的神，主耶稣只是其中一个。
So you will see that on the wall the God they able to accept that Lord Jesus was only one of them.
他包括我看他上面有包括什么印度的神，有中国的菩萨，中国的老子，然后中国的孔老夫子都在里面。
So the gods that on their wall, including those gods from India or even Confucius from China.
所以我觉得很可惜啊，一个原本一个很爱主一群弟兄姐妹，结果过了几代之后，他们却从恩典中好像坠落下来。
So I thought it was so unfortunate that originally those were brothers and sisters who truly loved our Lord, but after several generations they fell from grace.
那主好像在这个约翰福音第三章让我们看见，主一直强调让他不管你社会地位多高，或是你在社会地位多低，或是你教育多高，教育多低，主要让我们能够回到他的生命里面来，回到他永远的生命里面来。
So we see from Gospel Book of John, chapter 3 or 4, that regardless of how high or low your social status or how much your education is, that our Lord would like you to return unto Him.
那我想圣经里面有一句话，我想对我们都应该帮助蛮大，就是我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
I think there's a place in the scripture which will help us is that our walking is according to faith, not according what we see.
因为你知道我们一般人讲话是眼见为信嘛。
Because often we say that if we see, then we believe.
但主耶稣说不 ，no， 主耶稣说不是这样子的。
But our Lord said no, it's not so.
主耶稣说你要先信，然后你就看见了。
The Lord says that first you have to believe, then you will see.
所以说我们必须先相信他，他的生命进来之后，我们就能看见了。
Our Lord says that we first have to believe him after his life enters into us, then we will see.
好，所以主耶稣说第十四节，我觉得是一个很重要的一节。
I think verse 14, what our Lord says is very important.
那第十四节主耶稣讲说，人若喝我所喝的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直得到永生。
Verse 14, our Lord says, "But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water spring up into everlasting life."
我们的认识要从里面的认识。
Our knowing should be from inside.
不是从外面的，外面都看不清楚。
Not from outside. From if something is from outside, then we cannot see clearly.
主说要从我们的里面来认识他。
Our Lord said that we shall know Him from inside.
那我想第三从里面来认识他，不过我时间里没有。
I would like to share about knowing Him from inside, but my time is almost up.
那我想有一些话他跟主耶稣对话，我想我们就不看了。我想念两段圣经，就很简短的讲第三段就好了。So
we were not looking into details her conversation with the Lord, but I would like to read two places of scripture and talk about my third part.
我们的认识要从里面的认识，从活水就是圣灵。 活水的圣灵的认识他。
We shall know him from inside, which is the living water.
也许我们就看一下约翰一书第二章，是我们上次伯弟兄来我们念过的。
So we shall look at 1 John chapter 2, which Brother Bo also shared with us.
第27节。
Verse 27.
约翰一书第二章第27节。
1 John chapter 2, 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在心，你们心里，并不有人教训人，是有主的恩膏在凡事上教训人。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。But
the anointing which you have received of him which abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
这边讲到了主的恩膏。
Here talks about our Lord's anointing,
也就是主所赐给我们永远的生命。
Which is the everlasting life our Lord has given us.
主在凡事上能够教训我们，我们在凡事上也能够经历他，能够认识他。
The Lord teaches us in all things, and in all things we can experience Him and know Him.
然后第二段的话，我们请看希伯来书的第八章。我想上次不知道伯弟兄是不是念过这段经节，第八章的第十节跟第十一节。
And also please look at Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10 and 11.
主又说， 这些日子以后，我要与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。For
this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, say the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
他们不用个人教导自己的 乡邻和自己的弟兄说：“你们，你该认识主，因为他们从最小到最大都必认识我。”
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest.
好，这边我们看到说，主的律法就是主他自己的性格，已经写在我们心里了。第十节。
Verse 10, here we know that our Lord's covenant, which has written in our heart, which are His own character. Because our Lord's life are already in us.
而且11节这边讲到说，他说你该认识主，因为他从最小到最大都必认识我。
And verse 11 says that, know the Lord, from the least to the greatest shall know me.
这边讲到说，他这边有讲了两个认识，他说你该认识主。
There are two kinds of knowing. One is that all shall know me, which is kind of just ordinary know.
但是这边讲到第二个认识说，你们从最小到最大都必认识我。这边讲的认识是讲到一个里面的认识，讲到一个生命的认识他。
And here talks about the, from the least to the greatest shall know me, which is the inner knowing.
这两个认识在原文是不同的两个字。
In the original text, there are two different words about knowing.
所以我想，第三我想没时间讲，不过基本上就是讲到说，我们最重要的认识乃是一面的认识。
So my third point, although I don't have time to go into details, but most important is that we should know from inside.
因为主耶稣，因为在圣经里面讲到说，在诗篇里面讲到说，他说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就便知道他是美善。
For in some it says that you should taste the goodness of the Lord, then you should know that He's good.
他是可以让我们能够尝一尝的，就是 taste.
So we can taste Him.
哦，就是让他知道说。 我们的生命跟他里面是一个，是一个，嗯、um,
So that his life in us is not objective, but it's very subjective that we can experience him.
那我想，我本来想讲，也不过我想我最后讲一个很小的一个见证，就我发生到自己身上的经历就好了，我们就结束了。At
the end, I would like to end with a testimony which happened in me.
那我想我刚信主的时候，那时候我刚信主大概一两年，然后就到了。 这边到NJIT来念书，就认识一些这边的弟兄姐妹。
After 1 or 2 years from I know the Lord, I came here to study NJIT, then I got to know some brothers and sisters.
因为那时候我原来读的不是读工科的，我是算转到工科来念的。
Originally, I was not studying in
engineering,
but then after I transferred here, I started to study.
那时候呢，就是那时候一开始那个，也就是学生那个 student advisor， 就是跟我讲说，你必须有一些课你要先修要先过，然后你过来一些课就可以免掉一两科钱。So
back then, the student advisor advised me that there were some courses I need to pass first. Then in the future, I'm able to waive some of other courses.
那时候他跟我讲说，他说你这两科你一定要拿A，然后他说你一定要拿A，你就可以 waive the other， 就可以另外两科就可以不用修了。He
told me that I must got A in those two or three courses, then I can waive other courses.
后来结果我说好，然后我就回去上课，然后就考试。我在考试的时候，就是第一次考试的话，见到一件事情。
Then I thought it was good. Therefore, I went to take the courses, and during the first exam, I realized that.
我发觉跟我以前在密苏里念书时候很大的不一样，就是有不少同学在考试的时候翻书讲话，交换答案。Then
I realized there was a big difference from as compared to when I was studying in Missouri, because here I realized a lot of students, classmates, they were flipping the books during the exam or they were exchanging answers.
那我考完试我就跟主讲说主我完了。Then
after the exam, I told the Lord,
I'm finished. 因为一定我一定要拿A才能够省下一些钱。Because
I must got A in order to save some money.
你看，他们都在翻书，然后都在讨论，他们一定拿A，那我怎么办？
And they were all looking into the books, or they were discussing. Then how about me?
那我就在跟主面前就开始有些交涉啊，我就跟主讲理由，说他们这样翻，我也应该这样翻。
Then I start to reason with the Lord that if they were able to look into the books, then I should do the same.
就是说，脑子里面有很多理由。
In my mind, there were a lot of excuses.
但是我想在我们里面主耶稣的生命很明显说你不可以。
But very obviously the Lord's life in me says that you cannot.
我说主，如果我不可以的话，那我拿个B怎么办？
Then I asked the Lord, if I'm not able to do it, then what should I do if I receive a B?
那我挣扎很久，不过主里面还是讲你不可以。
I was struggling very much, but the Lord in me still told me you cannot do it.
后来我想，经过很久的话，我想，好吧，我胜不足，我就跟主讲，既然这样的话，你要让我拿A。
Then after a long time of struggle, I obeyed the Lord, but I told the Lord that since I do this way, then you have to give me A.
虽然旁边都在做他们讨论的事情，在考试的时候讨论，但是我就圣灵里面我就说主，那我。 你就让我有智慧一点，让我脑袋瓜有智慧一点，让我能够考好。Since
all others next to me, they were discussing during the exams, but then I told the Lord that give me more wisdom so I can do well on the exam.
感谢主啊，这当然是后来讲到说，后来主还是给我A了。Thank
the Lord that at the end, the Lord gave me an A.
就我发觉那些讨论的有些没有拿到A。
Then I also realized those who were discussing actually did not receive A.
他们有几个拿到B。
Some of them got B.
后来我就发觉到他们其实因为两个讨论，可是两个都没怎么念，所以再怎么讨论呢，还可能最多拿个B。
Then I realized that since they were discussing among themselves, but if they did not really study well, so no matter how much they discuss, but they still receive B.
我感谢主啊, 因为主的生命在我面前是真实的。
I thank the Lord because the Lord's life in us is real.
主在里面自然教导我们应该怎么做。
Lord in us teach us what, how to do it.
其实我那时候知道里面应该怎么做。
Actually, I knew what I shall do inside.
我那时候没有跟弟兄姐妹讨论, 因为我讨论我知道也是答案是一样的。 基督徒怎么可以呢? 怎么可以那样做呢?
I also did not discuss with brothers and sisters because obviously the answer shall be the same. How could the Christians do that?
但我想主里面生命会常常提醒我们带领我们。
But I know the Lord's life in us shall always guide us and remind us.
Yeah, 我想主是爱我们的主啊。
Our Lord is the Lord who loves us.
他必带领我们知道我们见他面的日子。
He definitely shall guide us until the day we see him.
Yeah, 感谢主耶稣。
Thank our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告, 好。
Let's pray.
所以说我们感谢你, 你是给我们那永远的生命。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for you have given us this eternal life.
这个生命是如此的真实, 如此的可亲可爱。
This life is so real and so lovely.
当我们来到面前的时候, 主, 我们就愿意将开口, 将颂赞, 荣耀都归给主。
As we come before you, we are willing to open our mouths to give all the praise and glory unto you.
你是那位美的主, 你是那位善的主, 你是那位永远爱我们的主。
You are the good Lord who is so beautiful and who loves us so much.
但愿你带领我们在这边所有弟兄和姐妹, 还有一些还没有相信主的朋友们, 主, 你都亲自带领他们, 遇见他们, 能够知道他们。
Pray that Lord, you guide each brother, sister, and those friends here that you guide them and know them.
因为你爱我们, 就爱我们到底。
For you love us and you love us to the uttermost.
其实我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.